foremost. Leah, on the other hand, has made it her life's ambition to be someone else, specifically Martha Stewart, without all that messy felonious stuff. She's not very good at being Martha. Her ethnicity makes that whole waspy look hard to pull off, despite all the relaxers. She's not all that creative, and she'd rather die than see her name stamped across any item that would ever be carried at Kmart. Yet she keeps trying, and she's certain that once she achieves her metamorphosis, she'll have found true inner peace. So it wasn't a big surprise when she announced her engagement to Bob Miller. Bob's as average as his name. He's Caucasian of the mutt variety, of medium build, moderately intelligent, and, when in social settings, reasonably polite, if not out-and-out friendly, or personable, or enjoyable to be with in any way. But as far as Lee is concerned, Bob is town and country's version of Prince Charming. So unless Martha had written a book about the heightened social status of imported beer, it was probably a safe bet that Leah would not be drinking a Pacifico. But Anatoly Derinsky might be. Lately, Anatoly had been starring in a lot of my more memorable dreams. He's tall, has dark brown hair that matches his penetrating eyes, a tight physique. You know, all the good stuff. But there's more to it than that. Something I can't put my finger on, but that makes me want to put my fingers on all sorts of